All right. I'm going to have everybody just stand, and that'll be my other icebreaker if you can. And turn around and say hello to everybody around you. Like, hey, hi. Hey. If you came in late, you can greet somebody that you didn't see. Yeah. All right, thank you guys. If I let you go on, I'll never get talking, so I'm going to have to call it stops, I guess. All right, we have, my name is Tammy Gronseth. I've been attending the church here for 19, 20 years going on now. And I've had this message in my heart from the Lord, and I just appreciate the messages that Roger has had that just kind of has kind of created a pathway for you guys, hopefully, to receive this message. First of all, grace and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord Jesus Christ. And God has so much that He wants to give to you. He just has so much that He wants to empower you with. And I was like, what kind of greeting can I give? And I thought, wow, this one, grace and peace to you, because He wants you to operate in peace. Because when you have, when you're worry-free, don't you just accomplish much? I mean, you know, except for I clean better when I know I have company coming. But, you know, but then, you know, and those are all the references of where you can find that. Except I wrote a note in James. It reads, consider it full joy when you come into trials. And I think, yeah, I'm not going to start with that one, you know, that you're going to have trials coming your way. But what God wants coming your way is grace and peace. So this message is for, it should come up here, anyone who has not made Jesus Christ as their Lord. And this message is for anyone who has just made Jesus Christ their Lord. And this message is for anyone who has been with Jesus Christ for some time. Can you raise your hand if you fall into any of those categories? Okay, so we got some people in those categories. The message is that God cares for you, and He really does. He cares for you so much that He brought up this housewife to bring this message to you. All right, God has an extreme plan for you. And many of you have been attending church and probably attending this one for some time. You know this Bible verse, Jeremiah 29:11. And I like how it just kind of broke down for this. God says, for I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. And why don't you all read this with me, the second one. What is it? Plans for welfare, peace, and not evil, and to give you a future and a hope. So what kind of plans does our Lord have for you? Good plans. I'd probably put it great, you know. And then plans for what kind? Peace and not evil. So if your brain's going around and you're finding all kinds of evil plots in your head and sinful plots in your head, you know, like you can automatically say, that's not of God, because God gives me plans of peace and not evil. And then He gives us a plan for future and a hope. You know, some days you think like, man, there is nothing ahead of me. I just don't see it. You got to start putting this verse into your brain. Jeremiah 29:11, He gives me a future and a hope. And you don't have to listen to the lies that Satan might be whispering in your ear, or to listen to the lies that you are hanging on to for whatever reason. I don't know. Now, there's two things that keep us from participating in these plans of peace and welfare. Anxiety and guilt. These are burdens or cares that keep us from a full life in Christ Jesus. For sometimes people will just hang on to that anxiety, or they'll hang on to that guilt, and I don't know why. But God wants you to release those and we're going to be kind of going through that, and I want you to get understanding why you need to release that. So, you know, today we'll have an opportunity to release it, but at home and in your own quiet time too, you're going to have times and opportunities where you have to just speak that, like, I have to get rid of this anxiety and I have to get rid of this guilt because they aren't mine and they aren't of God, because we found that out in Jeremiah 29:11, right? Where it says he gives us a plan for future peace, right? We're going to address anxiety. And I don't have any anxiety right now. It's just, yeah. All right. In the Bible, it says, if you do this, something wonderful is going to happen. And I've got a couple Bible verses for that. In Philippians 4:7, we find out, if we do this, and we're going to find out what this is, the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Our hearts and our mind are battlefields for Satan. You know, there's just, he just, if I can grab your heart and just make you feel terrible, if I can grab your mind and just fill it full of nonsense, you're not going to do anything. You're not going to prosper. You're not going to get that future. You're not going to be thinking about those good things that God has planned in store for you. And if we do this, according to Proverbs 25, and again, we'll find out what this is, you will not be weighed down. I have this message in me because these are things that I've had to deal with myself. You know, these times where it's just like, you just don't feel very good about yourself. Like, what can I accomplish? And man, I've just done some stupid things in my past. And then sometimes it physically just weighs you down, doesn't it? I know. And I've shared this, I've shared the topic of my message with some people, and they go, yeah, I dealt with that too. And these people have been Christians for a long time. Or they'll say, yeah, people need to know that. So I know other people are going through this. And you don't have to hide behind fancy clothes and whatever. I mean, this is the truth, that those things will weigh you down. I mean, physically, your legs feel tired, you feel tired. You can't focus. When you're doing all that physically, you're not good for yourself. And you're not participating in that great plan that God has for you. We got to get rid of this. So we're going to find out what do this is. What is this that we need to do? I love these PowerPoints. It's kind of too tutorial and it keeps me on track here. The this that we need to do is to cast our cares, our burdens, our anxieties upon him, for he cares for you deeply. And I find it so interesting that he uses the word cast. You know, it's like the fisherman, you take that and I'm going to cast it. I'm just going to, you know, just think of that fisherman back, and now I think back in Jesus' day, right? And they're in the boat and these nets are heavy. They're made out of ropes because they're catching big fish, I would think, right? I mean, and not only one big fish, they're catching a lot of fish. And, you know, and then so you got this other guy, other fisherman out there, and you guys are holding that, and then they're throwing that net out there, and they're casting it out there. Well, you know, today we're doing that. You know, we're getting together with other believers, and we're filling up our anxieties, and we're going to fill it into that net, and we're going to cast it out. How's that sound? Does that sound? We're just going to fill that net up. And we're going to cast it into the sea. There's another Bible verse, and it's coming to my mind. I can't remember the reference. But when we throw those anxieties and those sins into the sea, it's buried under the depths of the sea. Anybody, you know that, where that one's from? But yeah, isn't that cool? I mean, it doesn't have to come up again. And do you know the pressure, the water pressure, the weight of that water on anything you cast into the sea? I mean, it just crushes. It crushes those submarines. All right. All right. I got off on the side there. It's easy to get off on the rabbit trail, isn't it? Yeah. I did. All right. That's all right. Not, why do I always look at Rogers? The guy wanted a day off from heckling, and then now he sits in the thing. And he still gets it. All right. We got rid of anxiety. All right, now we're going to get rid of guilt. All right. We don't want guilt to rob you of God's blessings. And according to Acts 13:38, therefore, my friends, I want you to know that through Jesus, the forgiveness of sins is proclaimed to you. Guilt sometimes is something that we just hang on to ourselves, and I don't know why we do that. Maybe because, I don't know why. It could be for many reasons. You know, maybe you had a nagging parent that just kept nagging on you. I don't know. And maybe you're just hard on yourself. Maybe there's something in your past that you just feel that you're not good enough for anything because you did this terrible thing in the past. In our ladies' Bible studies, we just went over the Kings, and then this is covered in 1 and 2 Kings and in Chronicles, and Isaiah writes about these kings that Jerusalem, that God's chosen people had. You know, God's, the Israelites, they wanted a king like everybody else. And so they got these kings. And they had one king. He was more evil than any other kingdoms. Now, these were the Jews, God's chosen people. And there was this king, he was more evil in the sight of the whole world. He was burning his own children for sacrifices. I mean, how evil he was. And God wanted to set him straight and give him a chance. And God even came up to him and said, just ask me for a sign. I'll give you a sign. And he goes, nah, don't need you. He was so full of pride. He's so full of pride. Well, God in his glorious wisdom brought that king down. The other enemy countries came and they overtook his country, brought that man down, and he was being led by the nose, you know, and he was down. And when that king was down there, he realized, yes, God is the God of gods. And so God restored his kingdom back to him. So that king, I want you to think about that king and how evil he was. So more evil than, I just can't, it makes me want to just cry and puke at the same time of how evil he was, and yet God was so merciful to him. Yeah, he brought him down only to get his attention, but then he restored his kingdom. So if you're into this, well, you just don't know what I have done in the past. Well, I know what this king did in the past, and God restored him. So I think God can be just as gracious to you, and he did. We have been given forgiveness of sins, and it's been proclaimed to you. Our next, in Ephesians 1:7, in him, Jesus Christ, we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins. Do we see a little pattern going on here? Again, forgiveness of sins. We are all forgiven of our sins and of our guilt. In accordance with the riches of God's grace, again, as demonstrated to that king. Matthew 26:28, this is Jesus sharing with everybody that Last Supper. This is my blood of the covenant, which is poured out for many for what? For the forgiveness of sins. Again, we just continuously see this through the New Testament here. For the forgiveness of sins, through his blood, through his grace, and it's been poured out to us. I want you to understand this next point here, what Jesus did for us. That we are to draw near to God with sincere hearts, that sincere heart, and with a full assurance that faith brings, having our hearts sprinkled to cleanse us from a guilty conscience. I just meditate on that for a while. that whenever God sees you, because of what Christ did, what is he seeing? He is just seeing a clean, he's seeing you dressed in white. No guilty conscience is before you. Having our body washed with pure water. We're going to take a moment here and think about what we've just been talking about and giving us a chance to cast our burdens. Before I do, I was working on this last night. And it is God's desire for everybody to walk in his fullness. He cares for you so much. I didn't put this on the PowerPoint because there's so much. So I want you to open your Bibles to Ephesians chapter 1. Ephesians chapter 1. This passage is really a cornerstone for me. And as you know, some of you who've been attending church, you've recognized many of those Bible verses, especially the Jeremiah 29:11. Oh, the plans I have for you, says the Lord. But God really wants to. There's something holding a lot of people back. There's something holding people back, and it's just you're hanging on to anxieties and guilt, and you don't cast your burdens. I don't know why. I talk to people, and then, or just in passing, I hear people say, oh, that's the way I am. But according to 2 Corinthians 5:17, you're a new creation. You are a new creation. So you are what you aren't, really. Even though you are doing that stupid stuff, that's not what you really are. I mean, what you are is a new creation in Jesus Christ. And Jesus is, well, pretty well perfect. But, you know, and we can walk in his fullness. But Christ is so much for you. We need to get rid of that guilt in our lives and any anxiety that helps us hang on to that guilt. In Ephesians, I want to start. Ephesians chapter 1. I heard everybody's wrestling their papers. That's good. Everybody, many people. And if you want a Bible, we can get some for you. I know there's some in that back rack there. I'm going to start on verse 16. And this is Paul talking to the Ephesians. And I'm going to dissect this a little bit more. I do not cease to give thanks for you, remembering in my prayers. And as soon as I read that, I thought, oh my goodness, this day has been bathed in prayer for everybody that showed up today. Just like I know Roger, I know he has confidence in me, but he's been bathing it in prayer, as well as Mel and my husband. He has confidence in me, but he's been bathing it in prayer too, and so has my family and friends. So we've all been praying for everybody here, all right? So this is really talking to you. I want you to personalize this. Take hold of it. That the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father in glory, may give you a spirit of wisdom and of revelation in the knowledge of him, having the eyes of your hearts enlightened, that you may know what is the hope of which he has called you. The hope and what he has called you. And what are the riches of his glorious inheritance to the saints. And that again is what I'm talking about, is the inheritance due to you from Jeremiah 29:11. All the plans I have for you, says the Lord. And what is the immeasurable greatness of his power toward us who believe, according to the working of his great might that he worked in Christ. All right, I'm going to pay attention. I want you to focus on what's happened here. And when he raised him when he raised him from the dead and seated him at the right hand of the heavenly places. So do you all agree that Christ is right there now? Do you all agree that Christ is right here now by what this has said? Yeah? All right. Thank you. I know you're focusing, but I want participation as well. All right. So Christ is seated. We've established that. All right. I feel like Perry Mason up here sometimes. Seated him at the right hand of the heavenly places. Now, I am going somewhere with this, so just hang on. Far above all rule and authority and power and dominion, and above every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in the one to come. And God put all things under his, Jesus' feet, and gave him head over all things of the church, which is his body and the fullness of him who fills all in all. So that's all of us here. Now, bear with me the few more verses here. And you who are dead in trespasses and sins, that's guilt and anxiety, in which you once walked, following the course of this world, following the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that is now at work in the sons of disobedience, among whom we all once lived in the passions of our flesh. Okay, we kind of talked about that, all the stupid stuff we did, right? Carrying out the desires of our body and the mind, and we're by nature children of wrath like the rest of mankind. But God, being rich in his mercy, remember that yucky king that we talked about early? Rich in his mercy, because of the great love which he loved us, even when we were dead in our trespasses, made us alive together with Christ. So what I'm seeing right now, as soon as I became a Christian, I'm up there with Christ. Am I not right? Isn't that what that says? So where is Christ? And where am I a few verses later? I'm right up there. We are right up there with our Lord Jesus Christ. He's interceding. He's saying, hey, look who I brought up. Yeah, you didn't think you could make it. Yep, but I knew it all the time. Yep, she's here right with us. And that's the reality you have to live in, not the reality that guilt gives you. That's not reality. I mean, I didn't say that correctly. Guilt's not a reality. This is the reality. This is the reality that you are up there with Christ. And it blows your mind away. I know, I see some of you just kind of reading like, 1 + 1, that's right, you know, that's right. You have to just like, Lord, show me what the truth is for me in my word when you pray, in God's word when you read this. And when I saw that, I tell you, if that's not a confidence booster, I don't know what is. That I am up there with Christ right now. Because it says Christ was seated and he raised me up there with Christ. All right, so we don't have to get weighed down with that, with guilt, and we don't have to be strangled by anxiety, but we can walk in the fullness of Christ. This is the plan that God has for us. This is the plan, all right? Are you with me? All right, so we're going to do some casting of burdens. We're going to cast burdens. So as I'm talking here, you might be thinking, yeah, you know what? Something might be coming to your mind. And if that is coming to your mind, we're just going to spend some time here in prayer and casting that out. All right? We're just going to visualize a net. Okay? Visualize that net. And many people have prayed for you. Many of people have prayed for this time of filling up that net and casting. What are we going to put in? First of all, anxieties. I tell you, God wants to, it was like shooting up in my bones. God wants you to walk in his fullness so bad, but there's something holding. He's got things for this church that wants to do, but everybody needs to be released and feel free to do it. And we're going to just have that, this time to do that. I want you to also have the understanding that you know, once it's cast into the sea and buried under all that water, it's not rising again. It's dead. It's dead. All right, everybody say, my anxieties are dead.
My guilt is gone.
Thank you. All right, so we're going to take some time right now in prayer. We have a prayer team. Who's the prayer team? Who's the prayer team? Ha, great choice. Who's the other one? Is there somebody else? Oh, okay. And Josh? Do you feel like you want to help out with this? Yeah. Oh, okay. Sue? Sure she does. All right. You guys can come up here. And then you can take your position right here. And Sue. And then Pastor Roger, I'm sure, would be available. Yeah. Oh, you are? Good. I didn't ask him. I was going to ask him, and then I forgot because we were doing technical stuff beforehand. All right. And then Josh was part of it, too?
He's in children's ministry.
Ah, okay. All right. Oh, so you're filling in for Josh. All right. But, all right. So we have, okay. I just asked Larissa if she would play for me. And she's getting her shoes on and doing this now. You know what? This is kind of fun. It's like, oh, wow, a celebration. I'm cleaning out these junky closets. Don't you feel good when you clean out the garage or something? This is kind of what you're doing. And then you can park your car and actually use that garage. This is what you're doing to your life. You're getting rid of guilt and anxiety so you can actually use your life. Huh? That's a new one that just came to me right now. You know, so I want you guys to participate in this. I really do. Not... It's because God wants you to walk in the freedom and to enjoy the plans that he has for your life. But if things are holding you down, we got to get rid of that. And I look around here, and I know most of you, I know some of you more than others. And I got my cheering section back there, Nancy and Kim and Bev. You know, they were just cheering me on this morning. And they're friends, Sharon and Susie. I mean, you guys are my friends. And they cheered me on to do this. Because they believe in that message of freedom. Because they believe in that truth. And they've experienced that too. And we want everybody here to experience that. Because we're all friends here. We want the best for everybody here to walk in that freedom. So we're just going to use that imagination that God has given us and then just fill up that net. And we're going to cast that burden. And I brought the prayer team up here. I asked him to come up here so we can just take advantage of this moment that the Holy Spirit has provided, this moment, and to come forth. And you don't have to be embarrassed by it. No, because I said we're all in this together. We all want to clean out that stuff that hinders us. And then maybe you've just been walking with the Lord for a long time, but there's just one thing that keeps coming up. Like, I need somebody just to agree with me to get rid of this here. And that's fine too. Dear Heavenly Father, I just thank you so much for your word. I thank you so much for your word, Lord. Thank you so much for that desire for us to walk in freedom, that we can just get rid of that, Lord. I thank you for your word is truth, that we are totally forgiven in Jesus' name. By his blood, we can totally experience freedom and walk in the great plans that you have for us. I thank you, Lord, for your word is true. And that guilt cannot harbor me and hold me down and weigh me down anymore. I thank you, Lord, for the word that says in Acts that our sins are forgiven, and that's proclaimed that our sins are forgiven. I thank you, Heavenly Father. And if you would like to come up and just have the prayer team right now, visit, and if that's too awkward for you, that's fine. You can meet with us after our service. You can come up now and just ask them to pray with you. I thank you, Heavenly Father. If you're feeling like a cutting pain just from anxiety, I don't know why, just somebody just feeling torn or cut inside you, I want you to know that that anxiety is forgiven and it's cast away. Cast all your burdens away in Jesus' name. Thank you, Jesus. We praise you, Lord. You are healed of that anxiety or hurt that hinders you. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Abuse of any kind, if you've of any substance abuse, that's gone in Jesus' name. That guilt is gone in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And the spirit of anxiety is gone in Jesus' name. Just wanted to bring up some verses, the verses that told us focus on the forgiveness of sins. We thank you, Lord. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans of welfare and peace and not evil, to give you a future and to give you hope. It's his desire that you would want that plan as well. I don't want this to feel awkward for you, for people coming up and praying. If you want to do it in your chair, that's fine too. Because we're all hearing the same message, and we've all have dealt with the same thing. To be able to walk in the freedom that God has for us, we just need to get rid of some of that. And we thank you, Lord. And you can use this time just to pray. The Holy Spirit's here, and he's ushering. And we thank you, Lord. I want to thank everybody for giving me the opportunity. We're just going to opportunity to speak today. We're still going to keep this environment going of ministry. Anybody wants to stay after, you have permission to leave if you'd like to at this point and go on. That's just totally fine. But if you want to just stay within this presence and let the Lord work on your heart. I see some people have grouped together in the chairs, and that's great. That's what's supposed to happen, whatever is comfortable for you. So if you want to stay here, or raise your hand if you want us to come to you. And we just don't want any opportunity that the Lord has to work on you at this moment to pass. But for others, if you want to just quietly go out, just feel the freedom to do that. And we thank you, Lord. And we'll just have Larissa play for a few minutes. Fabio, you can play for a few minutes. All right. Come to you, Lord. Well, thank you, Lord. We praise your name, Lord. Amen. Thank you, Lord.